Welcome to Barry Maguire's Tales from the Trenches, real life stories of Canadian real estate investors. Learn more at www.barrymaguire.ca.
So, what is a timeshare? It's user rights to a property, really. User rights to a property. Typically in resort areas, they're typically condos. You typically get a week, sometimes 2 weeks in a year. You don't have any real ownership. You can't go out and sell. Typically, you can't go and sell your timeshare so somebody can take it for the whole year and nobody else can live in it. You can sell your week, but that's really all you can do. Anybody been in to a tropical place and been pursued by the timeshare guys? Have you? And who has taken them up on their offer to go to the presentation? Right? And, you know, actually, it's kind of fun for investors to do that. Because you can go and get your free Jeep or your free jungle tour or whatever it is, and then you can have fun fending off the nice guy approach and then the harder closer approach. And then when you say, listen, I said I'd stay for 2 hours, I've stayed, I've listened, I'm leaving now. And then they send in the closer. Anyway, timeshares are kind of fun. So it's a place with some user rights, but you don't have any really ownership interest. So in this particular situation, it's actually a friend of mine from university days, bought a timeshare in what was Fairmont Resort Properties. I think he spent $14,000 to buy his share, his one-week share. And he's had it 10 years, and things are going along pretty well. But they fell on hard times in 07, 08, and in the end, Fairmont Resort Properties was foreclosed, and this new company called Northwind took them over. Northwind was a lender to them, and Northwind ended up with the property. And Northwind proposed a realignment plan. And as they said in their information brochure that they sent out to all the 14,500 owners, timeshare owners, that there were exciting new things afoot and really interesting plans for the resort and things that all the owners would be looking forward to. It's kind of how they described it. So, what the plan was, is that Northwind, when they took over the place, discovered a whole whack of deferred maintenance. Just tons and tons and tons of deferred maintenance. So, their plan is that probably over the course of time, all of the 14,500 owners are going to have to spend maybe up to $25,000 each. That's what they're going to be assessed by Northwind for the repairs. And the first assessment was going to be $4,000. And people paid an average purchase price of $18,000 for their week. Now they want $4,000. But, and here's the good news, you could pay them $3,000 and get out of your timeshare obligation. Exciting new times, right? Pay them $3,000 and get out of it. So now you have to remember about timeshares. Whenever you deal with giant corporations, or even small ones, if you're buying new property and you're dealing with a developer, they have huge, lengthy contracts that are completely drafted in favor of the developer. And really, you have no ability to change them. Timeshare contracts are like that too. They're very, very complex and really in favor of the developer. And I'm sure it says in there, buried in the legal paperwork, that we can basically charge you whatever we want. I'm sure it says that. So that's what the Northwind people, the new owners, were proposing. So $3,000 to get out and walk away. Man, they're mad. They're mad. So some of the owners reported this to the CTV troubleshooter in Calgary. They said, "We're getting screwed by these guys, and we want you to look into this." And guess what? The CTV people look into it, and they come up with basically what I'm telling you. And I just want to read you what the troubleshooter said the remedies were for these unhappy 14,500 people. They could choose one of Northwind's provided options. Great! They could hire legal representation and wait on the outcome of the case. So let's see, 14,500 people. You never can get everybody in line. That would be a flotilla of about at least 100 lawyers. And number three, they could submit a letter to the BC court who was hearing the case stating that you don't believe Northwind has the right to require a choice and wait for the courts to determine rights. Well, what a piece of, to quote Don Campbell, crapola. Oh, sorry, Don. Don wouldn't say it. So that's where all these folks are right now. This is going on right now. The court hearing was going to be on June 20th, I believe. So that's only 3 or 4 days ago. I don't know what the result of that was, but what do we learn out of this? You are not an owner in a timeshare situation. You're kind of renting space for your week. That's all you got. Management, ultra important, because you got no control over this baby. You got nothing. You got a giant timeshare contract that's completely in the timeshare owner's favor. And, you know, the classic timeshare story is people buy and they regret. They pay more money than they ought to. They buy because of high-pressure sales techniques. And then they find that their timeshare is really illiquid. They're not really saleable. Who do you sell to? Got to find somebody like you who wants to be in that place for a week. And the what you paid may not be what anybody else is ready to pay you when you want to sell. They go down in price. And as we've said about investing in mortgages, when you want to be a lender and you're investing in second mortgages, that is not a real estate investment. That is not a real estate investment. And timeshares are not a real estate investment. So be careful about timeshares.
Thanks for listening to Barry Maguire's Tales from the Trenches. Get the inside scoop on real estate investing from one of Canada's foremost real estate lawyers. To print this tale and for more valuable investing insights, go to www.barrymaguire.ca.